Good morning. So it is wonderful to see all of you virtually. I want to just talk a little bit today about why we're not orphans. And the first two words that I want to start with are love and obedience. We all have a pretty good idea about what love is. I want to, I think, give you an insight into the type of obedience that we're talking about here. It is mostly about listening and being attentive to the presence of God that is within us and within all of creation. So to open our ears and to be attentive and to respond in love. That's how those two things come together, love and obedience. So we're not orphans. I think that one of the things that has happened to me and to several of my friends, and maybe all of you, during this time of quiet and isolation and physical distancing, is that we begin to look at things and find out what we miss and what's important. It's fascinating for me to hear people talk about how much they miss the relationship of being with people. This is a fundamental strand of fabric in our social being. We seek and strive for community. There is a really good reason why that happens. We can never really truly understand who we are individually without learning how to love other people. It is in loving others that we discover who we are in truth. If we don't love others, we are not discovering who we really are. And this also fits in to how we are not orphans. God calls us to be in communion with God. It is in that relationship that we find a way to fall in love with what is beyond us, what is holy. We can never really be holy. Holy is only an attribute of God. But we can do holy things. We can, in a sense, be holy in our actions as we reflect the presence of God in our lives. So, how is all this going to tie together? When Jesus said, I'm going to leave, and when I leave, I'm going to leave you another advocate, another person, another being that will stand for you and speak for you and guide you and sanctify you. It is sanctification. The indwelling of God within us, the indwelling of God's presence within us, the indwelling of love. This is what the Holy Spirit does. And that love calls us together to love one another. And in loving one another, we are loving God. We will never, ever be orphans as long as we are willing to love one another and find the Spirit of God in others. We also will find the Spirit of God in ourselves. Now, this love of God is made manifest in a lot of different ways. Love, of course, is the biggest way. Love is the grandest way. Love is, in many ways, the only way. But we find loving neighbors happens in words of kindness, in actions of justice, in actions of concern. The other day, I was at church. First time I've been there in 2 months. By the way, it looks great. It's really clean, and it misses us. I went downstairs, and I just caught the very last end of the preparations of the food bank. There were at least 100 grocery bags down there, packed full of things for our brothers and sisters who need food. They're all prepared. It's all something that goes along with physical distancing and it's meeting all those requirements. And it is also meeting the relationship that we have with our brothers and sisters. These bags of food and supplies for our brothers and sisters, this is an act of kindness, of generosity, of care, of concern. It is a sign that we are within and aware of the presence of God in ourselves and in others. We are not orphaned. Our actions by giving out bags of food, as one example, is an example of how we are connected, sanctified, filled with the presence of God's love. This process is gradual. It's not something, it'd be great if this were linear, but it just isn't. It'd be great if we could move easily from A to B and B to C and onward. But this is something that is gradual. And it's something that some days were lit up like the marquee and other days were dim bulbs. Or at least I'll say that of myself. You can all be lit up as much as you want to be. But I know that I'm sometimes a pretty dim bulb in terms of reflecting the presence of God in my life. So not only is it gradual over time, it is kind of varying in sensitivity and intensity. We don't need to worry about that. Love itself reveals in many ways, in many seasons. This is how we are not orphaned by loving. This love is always dynamic. It always seeks some sort of response, some sort of action. We're now back to obedience. You see, when I begin to love God, I turn my heart towards God. I repent. That's what repentance means, to turn our hearts towards God. And that's a process. But as I turn my heart to God, as I experience the love of God in my life, through the love that my brothers and sisters have given me, are giving me, my life is transformed. My life comes to its fullness. My life blossoms like rain being brought to the desert. This love, this experience of God's love, prompts me to love. And it's one of those continual things. The more I do love, the more I act love, the more I am becoming love, the more I love others, the more I understand this, the deeper this becomes. It's not something that is magical. You know this when you have loved people in your own life. The longer you love them, the more seasoned, the more mature that love becomes. That's what we're talking about. So we are obedient. We open our hearts to the indwelling, to listening, to the presence of God within us. And the actions that we do, kindness, gentleness, compassion, forgiveness, mercy, love, these reflect the presence of God within us, and they are holy actions. We are not alone. The more we peer into the divine presence within us, the more we peer into the divine presence in others, we see that we are so completely in kinship with God, so completely in communion. This is how God has created us. This is how we are. And we never fully come to who we are until we are the blossom of God's love. Paul says in our reading today, "For it is in him, God, we live, we move, we have our being. For it is in God all of these things happen. If we are breathing, we are reflecting the presence of God. No matter how life is expressed within us, as it is loving, it reflects the presence of God. So we are never, ever going to be orphans. God has so completely entered into us. We cannot be alone. We are always with God. God always with us. In these days that we're asking what is important, what do we miss, what lasts, an answer that we can give as a community, and we know this to be true, at St. John's, God is love. God's love is with us this day and forever. May the blessings of God's love fill your hearts. Let us be as God has called us to be, brothers and sisters, in love. Enjoy your day.